May God's words be spoken. May God's words be heard. Amen. So, anything interesting happen this week? Lordy, I saw a Facebook meme that said, "I'd like to cancel my subscription to 2021. I've experienced this free 7-day trial, and I'm not interested." Yep, that sums it up, don't you think? Today we heard the gospel story of the baptism of Jesus. The gospel tells us that as Jesus was rising from the waters of baptism, a voice from heaven said, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." Well, I have news for you folks. This baptism thing, it happened to you too. And it isn't about some family celebration that ends with a nice lunch. It's a transformative experience that calls us to new life. His life. We die to what keeps us complacent, comfortable, and separated from God's creation. And we are given new life, a new identity as Christ's own. When you were baptized into him, God was well pleased with you also. You too were marked by the Holy Spirit. Okay, there may not have been an actual dove, but that would be really cool if there were. But God claimed you, Christ sealed you, and the Holy Spirit anointed you in no less a way. And that identity is not something to be kept submerged and hidden, but to be proclaimed and lived out. We are living in a world where being a part of the body of Christ is already looking far different than it did in years past. But the core identity of who we are in Christ has never, nor will it ever, change for us. And we are called to love and serve the least, the last, the lonely, and the lost. And right now, Jesus needs us to live into that life. You know, last week somebody ripped down our banner that showed an immigrant family fleeing persecution as a modern holy family. The banner read, simply read, "Love one another. Welcome the stranger," really the entire Bible. It declared that we recognize that Jesus that's in the immigrant and the refugee coming to our shores to escape oppression, just as the holy family had to flee to Egypt to escape Herod's extermination of children. Another banner that welcomed all was partially taken down. Perhaps the person was interrupted before they could complete their task. Well, I want you all to know that I put the welcome banner right last week, and the other banner was purchased again and put up. We will never be prevented from proclaiming the gospel, from standing with Jesus, from living out our baptismal call. And right now, after all that we witnessed last week, we have no other choice. There is so much to say about what happened on January 6th besides the arrival of the Magi to the Christ child, but one thing is for certain. It will be a day like so many others that will be seared in our collective memories. And we will always remember where we were when we heard the news. Just like on 9/11 or the Challenger explosion, the moonwalk, or the Kennedy assassination. And remember it, we must. We must never forget the blatant racism on display. Confederate battle flags, a symbol of treason and racist dogma flown in our capital, the People's Building. We must never forget the openly racist differences in the treatment of these terrorists, these nearly all white terrorists, allowed to desecrate those hallowed halls of Congress without arrest. While we remember the way in which Black Lives Matter protesters were tear gassed, the people who were in wheelchairs, they were in wheelchairs protesting accessible and affordable health care, were carted off in their wheelchairs. The kneeling pastors, including one newly elected Senator Warnock, who were praying in the Capitol building were placed in handcuffs and carted away. Yet these terrorists, who built a gallows on the mall, who destroyed property, who murdered a police officer, they were allowed to roam throughout the building. We must never forget that these terrorists were people wearing a Camp Auschwitz t-shirt that had the words that greeted the people imprisoned, tortured, and murdered in that place, "Work brings freedom." Others were seen wearing t-shirts that bore the code 6MWE. Do you know what that means? 6MWE, do you? It means 6 million were not enough. It means that in the minds and hearts of these people, that the 6 million Jews, gays and lesbians, dissidents and physically challenged people executed in the Holocaust were not enough. They believe that that more should be brutally murdered. Let that sink in. They wear t-shirts telling the world that people, your sisters and brothers, Jesus, should be exterminated. You know, on a usual Sunday before the pandemic, I would look out on this beautifully diverse congregation. People of many countries. About 50% of you people of color, another 30% or so of you LGBT. They mean you and me. That's who they think should be executed. That's who they are applauding being murdered. That's who they see as worthy of extermination. And if that were not enough, they had the gall to carry Bibles and crosses and wave signs that say, "Jesus is my Savior." Folks, that's like standing there nailing Jesus to the cross and all the while saying, "I believe in you, I'm your follower." Well, I have had enough. I have had enough of the racism, haven't you? I've had enough of the sexism and misogyny, haven't you? I've had enough of the abuse of LGBT people, haven't you? I've had enough of the anti-Semitism, anti-Muslim, anti-anything but white so-called Christianity that demeans the gospel of Jesus Christ and crucifies him by word and deed, haven't you? I've had enough of these people who hate proclaiming allegiance to the Prince of Peace, haven't you? Haven't you? I've had enough. And I say to you all, we must rise up. Rise up and reclaim our faith from those who deny the Jesus before them and who nail him to a cross, who crucify him openly and gleefully. Rise up and stand with Jesus, the Jesus who is black, who is gay, who is female, who is an immigrant, who was and is Jewish. By God, he was Jewish. And so were all his disciples. Rise up and stand with the Jesus who is transgendered, who is Muslim, who is in a wheelchair, who is being tortured, killed, mocked, spit on, openly denied, and betrayed by false prophets. Rise up and stand with Jesus. Rise up. Because when we do, there is no hate that cannot be conquered, no darkness that his light through us will not overcome, no wall of exclusion that cannot be replaced by bridges of love, no despotic ruler that cannot be brought down, and no violence that cannot be quelled by peace. You know, in the wake of the destruction wrought on our Capitol, in the wee hours of the morning, a man was seen in those halls, on his hands and knees, pulling out trash from under a bench. As the Associated Press reported, quote, "I think it was 1 a.m, said New Jersey Representative Tom Milinowski. "There were a couple of National Guardsmen, and I noticed somebody on his hands and knees leaning under a bench to pick something up. And it was Andy, all by himself, just quietly removing debris and putting it into a plastic bag. He was clearly not doing it for an audience, unquote. Andy was Representative Andy Kim from our state, a descendant of Korean immigrants. Once someone asked him about it, he said, quote, when you see something you love that's broken, you want to fix it. It really broke my heart, and I just felt compelled to do something. What else could I do? What else could I do? That, my friends, is a question for us all. And we must answer it. We who are baptized into him who accepted the baptismal covenant to seek and serve Christ in all people, we must always ask, what else can I do? And today, the answer is that we must give. Today is that we will rise up. We will rise up sometimes by kneeling down, as Representative Kim did, cleaning away the debris of destruction, praying for strength, and making it possible to build a new future of hope. We will rise up by taking to the streets, to stand with the oppressed, to speak for the voiceless, to repel the evil forces of sin, making it possible for bridges of love to replace walls of hate. We will rise up by reclaiming Jesus from those who defile his name with hate and who deny and crucify him with acts of violence, and by our witness to his love and peace, bring about the beloved community, the very kingdom of God, he proclaimed. We have had enough. We are rising up. We are rising up and standing with Jesus. And I say to those white supremacists who terrorize my people, who crucify my cross, I see you. I see you, and I'm putting you on notice. Your day in the sun is long past up, because I've had enough. This follower of Jesus Christ has had enough, long past it, really. I will never stop proclaiming his love and grace until the kind of hate and fear that you espouse is destroyed. Until day by day, bridges of love are built for the rubble of your defeat. Until all of creation sings with the freedom from abuse, hunger, fear, and oppression that you sinfully seek to spread. I am rising up. And the people of Jesus are rising up. And make no mistake about it, a new day will dawn in this country. A new hope will spring forth upon this earth. I want to leave you today with another poignant moment. That night in the aftermath of this insurrection, and it came from Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, a faithful Roman Catholic, who stood on the dais of the House of Representatives and began the prayer of St. Francis, a prayer we all know well, found in our Book of Common Prayer. She recited it in part, but let us be reminded of all of it. Let us pray. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.